Radio Prague News. Defence Minister Alexander Vondra has handed out awards for bravery and merit ahead of the country's public holiday on Sunday. The Czech Foreign Ministry has requested Russia to explain a diplomatic incident in which a car with a diplomatic license plate was stopped by Russian police. And a bill on medicinal marijuana has gone into its third and final reading in the lower house. Defence Minister Alexander Vondra on Friday handed out awards for bravery and merit ahead of the country's public holiday on Sunday, marking the 96th anniversary of the birth of Czechoslovakia. Among those honoured were Second World War Army veteran Karel Šerák, pilot Milan Záhorský, who has served on 9 foreign missions since 1992, benefactress and art collector Meda Mládková, brain surgeon Vladimír Beneš, and kayaker and twofold Olympic medal winner Štěpánka Hilger. There will be a reinforced police presence in the Czech capital on Sunday, since several parties and groupings have registered planned marches on the state holiday. The pro-monarchy party Česká Koruna is expecting a turnout of several hundred people, as are a number of right and left-wing groupings. Police have appealed to drivers to avoid the city centre if at all possible, in view of planned traffic restrictions. The Czech Foreign Ministry has requested Russia to explain a diplomatic incident in which a car with a diplomatic license plate was stopped by Russian traffic police. The incident reportedly happened in Yekaterinburg on Thursday. A Czech consulate car was stopped by traffic police, who demanded that the driver take a breathalyzer test, despite the fact that he had not violated any traffic rules. The request was refused by the diplomat present, who called the Czech consul to the scene. The police claimed to have stopped the vehicle after getting tipped off by an anonymous source, and the Czech consul told the CTK news agency later that the immediate presence of journalists and a local TV crew at the scene of the incident was highly suspicious. The consul has strongly rejected claims that the driver may have been drunk or had been speeding. A bill on medicinal marijuana has gone into its third and final reading in the lower house. The legislation will allow patients with certain ailments to access a certain amount of marijuana on an electronic prescription. Although patients with multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's disease have long fought for this to be made possible, there is criticism of the fact that the drug will have to be fully covered by the patient and will be ill-affordable at approximately 10,000 to 15,000 crowns per month. If the bill is approved by both houses of parliament, medicinal marijuana should be available in the spring of next year. In the first year, it would be imported, giving Czech producers time to establish themselves and the authorities time to impose an effective control mechanism. The Senate on Friday approved a bill mitigating the volume of TV ads. The bill stipulates that TV commercials must never be any louder than the loudest part of the regular program they have interrupted. A violation of the law could be punishable by a fine of up to 5 million crowns. The excessive volume of TV ads has raised numerous complaints from viewers in recent years. The bill still needs to be signed by the president and should be enforced by mid-2013. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. A cold front moving across the Czech Republic over the weekend is expected to bring a taste of winter weather, with snow in the higher altitudes and sleet showers in lower place regions, and day temperatures hovering at around zero, nighttime lows dropping to -7 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.